Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and along with my co-host Kendra Petroni, we are putting the spotlight on a very important fundraising event, the North Shore Cancer Walk, which because of the pandemic will be held virtually for the first time ever this year. And it is a special year. It is the 30th anniversary, and I am proud to serve as one of the co-chairs for this event. Kendra, you walked with our team last year, the Magic Makers. It is so much fun to walk. Am I right?
It is. And our team, you know, we'll find a way to do a virtual event this year to support the walk. This effort, it's so important because it raises money for critical services at the Cancer Center, which must continue to treat patients even during the COVID crisis. To date, they've raised over $23 million. $23 million. Money that's used for a whole host of things, including genetic counseling, clinical trials, support groups, palliative care, and nutrition and wellness services.
But this year, we need to be creative. Of course, we know all about being creative because we are doing this via Zoom today. And this is the first time ever that Exceptional Women is being recorded this way. So we are crossing our fingers. But for the first time ever as well, the North Shore Cancer Walk is going virtual. So here to talk about what that looks like and how it will work is North Shore Medical Center's Senior Development Officer, Susan Lozer, who has managed the walk for many years. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Yes, this will be our first time doing a virtual walk. We had to make the difficult decision to keep all our walkers in our community safe. So as Sue noted, we will be having a virtual walk on September 13th. Between now and then, we are asking our walkers to continue to register, to continue to fundraise. We are asking everybody if they would commit to doing a 6.2 mile walk, which is the length of the walk route, for the time between now and the 13th, so that they can get their walking, quote unquote. And then on the 13th, we are hoping to broadcast virtually from about 9 a.m. to 12 noon and kind of mimic the walk as much as we can. We'll have some chats with some of our sponsors and some entertainment and a whole bunch of really fun things we're hoping we'll be able to put together.
So a lot has changed, but the importance of the fundraising has definitely not changed. Talk about how the money raised is being used.
Sure. Where this was the 30th anniversary, we did have, and we still do have, a very lofty goal, where our goal is to raise $1 million this year. We really have a very lofty goal. And this year specifically, we are hoping to purchase a new type of sophisticated scope that's going to give superior magnification for complex oncology surgeries that we will be doing at Salem Hospital. And as always, every year, we always, a portion of this funds goes to the North Shore Cancer Center, Mass General North Shore Cancer Center, for a lot of the services that Kendra already noted, such as genetic counseling and the wellness services and clinical trials and things like that. So it really does stay on the North Shore to be used to, you know, help our community.
And what can people do? You know, what are some unique ways that they can raise the money this year, you know, even before the virtual walk in September, talk about third-party events like clothing drives, 30 miles in 30 days for June, or raffles, auctions, all of that.
Yes, yes. If you go to our website, www.northshorecancerwalk.org, we do have a toolkit for virtual fundraising. There's so many different ways that people are getting very, very creative. I know Vicki will probably talk about a couple of hers, but we do have a 30 and 30 days challenge for our walk teams. We are encouraging our walk teams to challenge their team members to get sponsors for every mile they walk and to try and walk 30 miles in the month of June to celebrate the 30th anniversary. Can walk a mile a day, can walk, you know, 5 miles, 6 days, you can get helpers, but all the tools for that and the instructions are on the website. And then the team that raises the most money for that challenge, every team member will get one of our North Shore Cancer Walk insulated tumblers, which is a, you know, a fun little momentum of the time. There's also, we have team members doing clothing drives. We have team members doing virtual raffles and auctions. There's an awful lot of creativity that's coming up. People are doing online cooking classes and having people join for that. You know, if you have a skill that you can use that you can ask people to donate for, there's a lot of really, really fun ways that you continue to still fundraise.
And Susan, even though the walk isn't happening, you know, in a large group this year, as it generally has in the past, I think people can still sort of display their team spirit. One of the things I love the most when I attend the event is seeing all the creative t-shirts that the team members come up with, and it's really cool. But we're encouraging people, even if they're walking, doing a relay, or if they're walking, you know, by themselves, they can still wear their team shirts, they can still take photos, because we want that stuff for social media, correct?
Absolutely. Especially where we won't be able to come together at the Salem Willows as we usually do. We really want to use social media as a way to stay connected this year. This year our motto is, instead of many teams making the walk together, we are one team walking united. And to celebrate that spirit, we really want to share as much as possible on social media. As far as team shirts are concerned, this is another challenge we will be putting out to our teams. We are asking our team members to submit to us, mail to us at the hospital, their team shirt. We are hoping on our broadcast day that we will be able to display them all, along with how many years these teams have been walking. Because we really would, again, that's another great part of the walk itself, is seeing all the team shirts. So if we can get as many of those to exhibit on our virtual walk day, that would be wonderful. So we want our team members to, you know, submit their shirts, and that would be just another piece of the walk that we would be able to bring in.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7 today. We've been talking about the North Shore Cancer Walk. It's a virtual walk this year. And we've been talking with Susan Lozer, a senior development officer and walk organizer, about all the ways you can raise money this year. Some people have already started raising money, and we have someone here on the call that has done exactly that. Vicki Morey and her mom, Carol, have raised thousands making masks to help in the fight against COVID-19. Welcome, Vicki. Welcome, Carol. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Good morning.
So let's first talk about
why... We're doing great.
Let's first talk about why this cause is so important to you. You guys have a very personal connection to this. Tell us about it.
So the North Shore Cancer Walk is very special to me for so many reasons. Not only is it a great sense of community when you're there at the walk, it's just everyone's there for a common purpose, supporting each other. We all have a story. But the most important reason why I do the walk and why I've been doing it for 5 years is that my mom has been a patient at the North Shore Cancer Center since 1998. Her original breast cancer diagnosis, and then in 2012, her cancer metastasized in her bones, and so she's become an active patient at the cancer center once again, and she's always been my driving force to raise funds and awareness for a worthy cause.
Carol, how are you doing, and what does it feel like to see your daughter supporting you in such a great way? I mean, it's got to feel incredible, I imagine.
Well, right now I'm doing very well, thanks to the North Shore Cancer Center. One, it's very nice to have it conveniently located, so I don't have to travel great distances. So having such a great institution up right here close to my home has been really helpful, both in the original diagnosis time when I had young children, and now as, you know, it's metastasized and I've had to, resume treatment. Having my daughter walk has just been great because I always wanted to do the walk, but because of, you know, health issues, I have not been able to. When my metastasis happened, it affected my diaphragm. So I only have 44% lung capacity. So walking is not an option for me doing the walk. And so she stepped up and she said, "Mom, I want to do this." And I have to say that I have had been the recipient of several of the, services and the different things that the Cancer Walk has provided to the North Shore Cancer Center. So I'm very, very happy that she's stepped up and kind of been my feet to go and do this. So I help with the fundraising end of it. And she physically goes with her boyfriend and their trusty dog, Blue, to do the actual walk. And so this year they'll do it virtually. And so they said that they want to try to film it so that I can see what they're doing. They were taking pictures along the route on the day of the walk and I'd follow them. But now I think they're going to try to document the whole thing. So
yeah. That's so incredible. I want to ask Vicki, how did you guys, I know how you came up with the idea of sewing masks because we're, you know, our current situation. But were you guys sewers and do you make the masks together? And talk a little bit about that and how you're being creative about the fundraising this year.
Yeah, so my mom is actually the sewer and all the masks are being made on a 1941 Singer sewing machine.
Wow.
My grandmother's.
That's
so
awesome.
We make them together. We cut the fabric together. She does all like when it's all together, it's because of my mom. Because I don't know how to use a sewing machine.
Oh, well. Join the club.
it really started when our neighbor got sick from COVID and his wife came up to us before he had gotten sick and she kind of sparked the idea and how can we do this virtually, and we hemmed and hawed, and by the time we decided we wanted to do it, he was in the hospital and he has since passed. And so a lot of this is in honor of our neighbor Don Kelly, who passed away in March of COVID. So he's kind of been our driving force for this and just to help our community. And we knew that we couldn't sell them. There's no way we could make a profit off this. So we kind of put our heads together. And when I knew I wasn't probably going to make my goal, we said, why don't we ask for donations to the North Shore Cancer Walk? And the response has been absolutely overwhelming. And I just want to thank everybody who has donated, has given us words of encouragement and support. It just means so much to us that we're helping the community in more than one way.
How much have you raised? I mean, do you have a set goal in mind? And what is your team's name? Because I know we need to know all the creative team names that everybody comes up with. So a lot of questions, but what's your team name, and do you guys have a set goal?
So I actually raise money as an individual, and I've always done it as an individual. I walk with my boyfriend Lucas and our dog Blue. But when it comes to fundraising, I kind of do it as an individual. So this year I had a goal of 2020, it being this big year, $2,020. I thought it was a great goal to set. And, but now that I've raised almost $6,400, I have challenged myself to raise $10,000 by September 13th.
That's awesome. Oh my God. Over $6,000 is fantastic.
Crazy money. That's,
how can people get one of the masks if they want one?
So people can visit my North Shore Cancer Walk fundraising page, and on there's an email link on kind of how we work getting the masks to people. So if they just send an email from that from that link. So it's nsmc.rallybound.org/Vicky Morey. They can find that email and they can just send me an email and I'll get in touch with the logistics on how they can get a mask.
Do you know, Vicky, how many masks you've made to date?
Just about 900.
Wow. Oh my God.
And we only have about
20. Wow.
And you've made of those.
And they've gone all over the country.
They've gone all over the country?
That's amazing. Yeah, they've gone overseas to Ireland. They've been to California, Florida, as local as our neighbors. So they've just, the requests have come from everywhere and everyone has been more than willing to make a donation, and it's just been fantastic.
So I'm gonna ask this, Vicky and Carol, what have you learned from working on this project together as a mother-daughter duo?
We can work together. We make a great team.
We've always done quite well working together. We're talent, and we kind of stay out of each other's domains. And we do that. We do it very
You will
well.
Not see me behind the sewing machine, but and we've also learned that we are all in this together, yeah. And it's important that during these times that we all use our knowledge and our talents just to help others, and to always remember, this is our little tagline, to be safe, be kind, and be hopeful. We will get through this.
Susan, I want to go back to you. Can we just once more, let's go over the details again, just for those that are listening, of the North Shore Cancer Walks virtual walk. How can folks donate, sign up, create a team? Let's recap some of those virtual fundraising ideas just so we can make sure it's ingrained in everybody's mind.
So to get any details about the virtual walk, to register, to make a donation, people can go to www.northshorecancerwalk.org. If you can't find what you're looking for there, we can be emailed at northshorecancerwalk@partners.org, or you can call us at 866-296-6900. And we're going to continue to have our canine club, which is something we've had for several years. We've got a new kids club that's coming up, so keep an eye out for that. And we just want people to continue to walk and share their stories and share photos of old walk memories that they might have, just to really get this 30th anniversary on everybody's minds and to get it as good as we possibly can. Again, we are one whole giant team this year.
And I think we'll say the date again. September 13th is when you're asking people to virtually walk, but people can do the fundraising all summer long. I mean, now is a great time. People have plenty of time on their hands. Walking is, that's what all of us are biking and walking. I mean, it's what we're all doing because we have nowhere else to go.
Right. No, actually people can do their 6.2 mile walk anytime between now and the 13th. Yeah, anytime. Oh. The 13th is the day that we will actually be doing a virtual broadcast and trying to mimic the day. That's why we'd like people to send us videos and photos of their walks as they're doing them throughout the summer. We want to try and create a presentation for the virtual walk day where we can share it with everybody. So hopefully you'll be able to catch yourself, you know, in that video that we put together, because we typically put a walk video together every year. Right. And this is our way of trying to get it done this year.
Yeah, I remember we were actually, our magic team was in your walk video last year. It was so much fun.
You were?
Yeah. I know. And we're going to miss that so much, but I'm so glad that you're doing this culmination on the 13th. You know, everybody works all summer to raise money, and then they can sort of see the results of their efforts on the 13th and still feel like we have a special day set aside for this cause, which is so important. I mean, it's very personal to me. I was treated at the North Shore Cancer Center in 2009, and it allowed me, because I live on the North Shore, to kind of seamlessly get treated and still continue to work. And it's such a gem to have this in our own backyards and have this, you know, world-class treatment center right here in our neighborhoods, and that makes a huge difference, and I can speak personally to that. I know, Carol, you can too. I'm sure it's meant a lot to you that it's been so close by, right?
It has, you know, both when my children were young and now, even now, because of medications I'm on, the rest of it, I don't do extensive driving. So I depend upon my family to get me to and from even the cancer center. So having it close by has allowed us to do that without, you know, inconveniencing people. Actually, I have an appointment there in the near future just to have some lab work done, just to make sure that everything is staying on track. And that is really a blessing, because the thought of going into Boston would just, I think, you know, unnerve me completely. Mm-hmm. So it's just really wonderful to have a world-class institution right here at our doorstep. And it's thanks to this walk that a lot of these services are available on the North Shore and mm-hmm. not have to Boston.
Yeah, and you're a great example of the great work that they're doing. You look great. We're so happy mm-hmm. that you're doing well. And we wish you continued good health.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I'm so glad we got this information out. We really do appreciate your time. So thank you for being with us today. Thank you to Susan Lozer, Vicky Morey, and her mom, Carol, for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. Thank you to all of you for the work that you do to raise awareness and funds for the North Shore Cancer Center through the annual walk. We thank you and we celebrate all of you today. We talked to celebrities and CEOs, but we are also interested in your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest. Follow us on Instagram. I'm at sue.tab or at Kendra the Entertainer. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.